the songs that I actually covered on any of my albums are covered because they did something to me, for me. It wasn't just to do the song again. If anyone else could get something out of it, that's a good purpose.
From Dylan to the Beatles, Richie Havens isn't afraid to tackle songs from the greats. The trend continues on a new album, but don't forget that he, too, knows the art of writing a song. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Last year's 40th anniversary of Woodstock means that we've been graced with over 40 years of music from Richie Havens. But the passage of time since his Greenwich Village days hasn't slowed him down in the least, as he might even give Bob Dylan's never-ending tour a run for its money. Throughout his career, Richie Havens also maintained his commitment to saying something in song. He pens more than half the tunes on his new album, Nobody Left to Crown, and the cover songs, regardless of age or writer, hold equal relevance to these times. Yes, a song by The Who made the cut, but as Richie Havens told FUV's Dennis Elsis, he's been crossing genres from the start.
The first place I went to sing out, it was in little below Philadelphia or something. I walked up to the place and I look up and it says, Johnny's Blues Club. I go, I don't play blues. What the heck did they send me here for? Boy, these guys are going to kick me right out the door. I walk up to the window and right in the window was the little bill and it says, Richie Havens, folk blues singer. And I go, is that what the heck I'm doing? Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't have a clue. But I went inside and people react as if I was able to come in there not being a blues player and play music. The same songs. The next day, I'd be standing in front of Joey's Jazz Joint and mm-hmm. Joey's Jazz Joint said, Richie Havens, folk jazz singer. So I was a folk rock singer, I was a folk jazz, and I played all the venues, and that's what was different.
Somewhere there is a key. It is laid behind the golden tree to open even me before the last fire's blow. Somewhere there is a door. It is closed forevermore. Every tiny thing we swore allegiance to. Just between me.
On the album, there are some unusual covers. Some, again, you revisited Jackson Browne, mm-hmm. Lives in the Balance. Mm-hmm. But why Won't Get Fooled Again this time around?
Well, again, it applied to now. I've had that song for so long in my Hold On to This Song box, you know. It's going to come out at the box sometime, you know. And under this banner, it was perfectly placed in all of the songs that we're talking about. And it's something I've always loved. You know, The Who were old friends of mine from 67, actually. Just the energy level of those guys, you know, was enough. If you got some of that energy, and you're kind of blessed. You know, you can move as fast as these guys were moving. But the song itself is an uplifting song. It says, look, this is what's going to be going on, but in the middle of it all, we won't be fooled again. In the middle of it all, we already know this is coming.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet, and the morals that they worship will be gone, and the men who spurred us on sit in judgment of all wrong. They decided when the shotgun sings the song. I'll tip my hat to the new constitution, take a bow for the new revolution, smile and grin for the changes all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. We won't be fooled again.
Richie Havens' version of Won't Get Fooled Again from his new album, Nobody Left to Crown. Listen to more of Richie's interview with Dennis Elsis online at WFUV.org.